Jeff and Mark Nelson have raised corn and hogs for years, but they were looking to diversify their operation. Farm-raised fish in Iowa has been tried before, but with limited success. It involved outdoor ponds and mostly catfish. The Nelsons have moved their venture inside.
An old hog barn, which used to have 10 rooms, and we gutted out all the rooms, so we basically have, it's basically a building with a 10-foot ceiling.
Jeff Nelson says after 3 years of research and traveling all over the country to see how others were doing it, they began raising hybrid striped bass in 18 10,000-gallon tanks on their farm just outside Blairsburg.
We start out with about 12,000 fish in a tank. Once they get so big, they're graded for size, plus the density in the tank. We want to keep the density down so there's plenty of room for them. And so they're graded twice, so by the time they're market ready, there's probably around 3,000 fish in the tank.
The fish are automatically fed a high-protein soy mixture between 6 and 10 times a day, which keeps the food from being wasted and keeps the buildup in the tanks to a minimum. And once they've reached the appropriate size, they're shipped to restaurants and a processor in Minnesota.
A lot of times if it's shipped to them from another location, 3 to 5 days is what they have to get it served. Whereas we've heard them say that 10 days after they've gotten our fish, it's still as fresh as the day they got it.
If you've ever had an aquarium, you know that keeping it clean can be a hassle. But in this case, the water is put through a recirculation process. Iowa State University aquaculture specialist Alan Petillo.
And we filter the solids waste out of the water and then run through a biological filter. And that changes all the toxic parts of the water into non-toxic components. And so we can continue to use that water over and over again. And then effluent water can then go out into the environment. It's much, much more dilute than any other style of livestock.
Petillo was one of the experts giving the Nelsons advice. Because the operation is the largest fish-for-food facility in the state, they've gotten a lot of attention. Petillo and others have written a few grants to help bolster the aquaculture industry in Iowa.
Our goal is to create a vertically integrated type cooperative system so that we can have a feed processor as well as a fish processor, and a lot of different fish farmers around the area.
That idea makes a lot of sense to Ray Hansen, who directs ISU's value-added agriculture program. He says last year's drought and this year's wet weather have many farmers looking for ways to diversify.
Certainly it's difficult and challenging to find, let alone afford, adding ground to increase your farming operation, and there's pretty significant expense in starting or operating a new livestock operation. So this is kind of an interesting and unique twist on how can you get involved or expand your farming operation with something that we're just not used to seeing in this area.
The Nelsons are still experimenting. They've installed a tank in another part of the barn and are attempting to raise shrimp. They still custom feed hogs in addition to growing corn and soybeans, but Jeff says he believes he's found the best part of doing chores on the fish farm.
One thing nice about coming in here, your clothes don't smell when you leave.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Pat Blank.